I'm delighted to be joined by Sligo footballer Pat Spillane for AIB at the launch of the 2024 GAA All-Ireland Senior Football Championships. AIB marking its ninth year sponsoring GAA All-Ireland Senior Football Championships will once again celebrate hashtag the toughest players in Gaelic games, highlighting the grit, determination and passion that is required to win this year's championship. For exclusive content and behind-the-scenes action from the GAA All-Ireland Senior Football Championships, follow hashtag AIB underscore GAA on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook. As I mentioned, Pat Spillane is with us here. Pat, thanks a million for joining us here on Galway BFM.
No worries, all.
Pat, we'll talk about the Galway Sligo match in a couple of moments. First, just yourself there as well. I know you've been out injured at the moment with the back. How is progress going there? We'll hardly see you in the current semi-final, will we?
Yeah, unfortunately not. I'm going to miss the Galway game now Saturday week. I'm dealing with an abductor tear at the minute. So I've been, it's been a frustrating couple of weeks missing the last couple of games, but thankfully I'm nearly at the end of the recovery now. And yeah, fingers crossed I'll be back for the group stage games in a few weeks.
Yeah, because the things are looking up for Sligo football as well. And I know you have to travel from Dublin to go trading and all that. Do you still be up there regularly enough, still involved in the setup, even though you can't play?
Yeah. No, I was actually down home the last 2 weeks now, taking a bit of a break from the travel while I was out injured. Unfortunately, the driving isn't the best thing for an abductor injury, but back in with the lads again now. And yeah, looking forward to getting back with them soon.
This year for Sligo, and I suppose we can talk as you're watching it like myself at the moment. Solid league campaign. You're consolidating yourselves in Division 3 football. You proved yourselves in last year's Sam Maguire competition, and dare I say, much better than expected. Maybe effort against Leitrim last week.
Yeah. No, a good year overall. Brilliant to consolidate our place in Division 3, and I think it'll be a good springboard for us now. Hopefully next year we'll really get after. Potentially promotion to Division 2 all going well, but good campaign overall. I think the biggest positive for us is the new players we've integrated into the team. A couple of the 20s have come in, have had a really good impact. Delighted to see Canis having such a great game the last day. You know, he's one of a number of 20s fellas who've really put their hand up and had a really strong campaign for us. So good things are happening at the minute. Hopefully we'll keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, because back-to-back under 20 crowns. And of course, you were talking about Canis Mulligan there, who was the captain of the team that won the provincial championship last year. Owen Smith, another player that met his first start in the game against Leitrim. And I suppose, Pat, I know you're only a few years since you transferred there yourself, but you know that you recognise the potential that is in Sligo football. You've just talked about making Division 2 there as well. It's making sure that you hold on to these players coming forward and you can get Sligo up there competing regularly with the Galways, the Mayos and the Roscommons.
Yeah, 100%. Things are definitely going in the right direction, and there's been massive ground made in the last couple of years. I think, you know, look at last year, two colleges teams playing in All-Ireland finals, you've the success with the 20s and the minor teams. Massive work has been done with the coaching and the underage setup in Sligo, and you're starting to see the rewards coming through now with the players that we're producing. So, we're steadily improving all the time. We're adding a couple of players to the senior team every year who are really making an impact. So, you can be optimistic about the future.
And why not, after a Division 4 title last year, holding your own in the Sam Maguire series? And I suppose as we move, Pat, to this particular game against Galway, obviously we're talking a week out. We'll be guessing starting teams, and we won't go into too many one-on-one matchups. For Sligo, it's your one crack at staying in Sam Maguire again. You have to win the game, make the conference final to be in Sam Maguire this year. Galway, understandably, going for three titles in a row at the BG in last year's final, will be going in as favourites.
Yeah, no, they will. And look, they're a serious team, Galway, in fairness to them. We obviously played them in the Connacht final last year. We held our own for 20 minutes or so, and then I think a couple of errors turned the game on its head then, and a couple of goals killed us off. So we took a lot of learnings from that game last year. They're a serious side, Galway, in fairness to them. They're going to be a tough match, but there were positives from that game last year as well, and hopefully we can put in a good performance now Saturday week.
Have you watched Galway much this year? Like, they beat London and put up a big score in their quarter final on Saturday. Obviously, they held their own in Division 1 there as well, but I suppose the talk we've been having down here in Galway is all the injuries that we've been carrying this year, even a few including yourselves and Luke Towie. Thankfully, the last day, Patrick O'Connor and Brian Cox came back into the team.
Our focus is really going to be turning to Galway now. We haven't had much of a chance. Obviously, we've been focused on Division 3 now. But you look at the injuries Galway have had this year, like a number of counties this year, I think probably due to the schedule and everything else that's going on, really struggling with picking up niggles. And I think, I don't know how many players are mentioned that are gone at the minute, it's 12 or so. But Galway have a serious, serious panel, and although there is a lot of lads who are out, no doubt the lads who come in are top level players as well. So, you know, it's a challenge that's been thrown at them, but there's still a serious, serious side.
Pat, how difficult is that? You don't mind me asking, because obviously we spoke at the start about you being out of action, but everybody wants games. You want to play more games. We want to see more games. But there's very little recovery time. Like, you're talking, the league was only over a couple of weeks. I think Leitrim last week came in the back of a final appearance. And here we are talking a few days after the two quarterfinals, and just over a week then we're looking forward to this Connacht semi-final.
Yeah, I know it's the games are coming thick and fast at the minute. But every county is dealing with it, because we're all in the same boat. You know, particularly I think making the league final can really be a curveball for teams. You look at Leitrim and Westmeath, they're having to play a number of games on the bounce, which is difficult. We had to do it last year. I don't know what the solution is. I don't know what the perfect system looks like, but you probably would want a little bit more breathing room between games, all right.
Yeah, and I don't mean to be putting you on the spot, and I promise I'll move on in this, but as you touched on there as well, like playing back-to-back games after the league is diminishing the league in one way, but also it's not giving you time to recover, like, you know, your own situation, for example.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult to find the recovery times between games, all right, but there is pros and cons to it as well. As players, we want to be playing more games, and because of the split season as well, we will have a couple of weeks off after the season to take some time off, go on holidays before we're back in with the club. So that's all positive. But you know, in an ideal world, you would like a little bit more recovery between games. Particularly the 3-game blocks are probably causing counties a bit of trouble at the minute. So maybe potentially pushing out the final just to give a bit more time could be a solution. But yeah, we're all dealing with the challenges of it at the minute.
Yeah, we could. I think everybody agrees we could do it 2 weeks somewhere in the calendar, but we'll have that conversation again another day. Let's go back talk football for a bit before we look at the game one more time. We talked about the young players coming through at Sligo, and of course, Tony McEntee, no more driven man to take on a team and take on the challenge of moving a team up the ladder. What's he like to work with?
He's brilliant. Yeah, Tony's brilliant. He's he wants us playing such a positive brand of football, and he fills us with confidence. He wants us kicking the ball and moving at that speed. In fairness to Tony, I know a lot of management teams are, you know, keep an eye, you know, you'd be scared of making errors, or Tony just fills you with belief. He, you know, he backs us to execute our kick pass and taking shots when they're on. He wants you to take on your man when you're in space. So as a team, he has us playing a really positive brand of football, and as a forward in particular, really enjoy playing under him.
And even part of the management team coming in this year, the recently retired Mayo footballer Kevin McLaughlin, no doubt he's at an impetus too as he try and continue improving.
Yeah, Kevin's been a brilliant addition to us as well. Obviously, Kevin was part of, you know, one of the top teams in the country for a long time, and there was one of the top forward units as well in Mayo. So the experience he brings has been valuable to us as well. And you know, as a player, you know, his reading of the game was excellent. So he's, you know, he's really brought a lot of that into his coaching as well.
Pat, I'm going to ask what might come across as a stupid question now, but I'll ask it anyway. I've mentioned already about the importance of this game and staying in Sam Maguire. Obviously, Sligo want to win. Obviously, Galway want to win. How important is the result of this game? What I mean by, is it important for Sligo to get back into the Sam Maguire again? Or if he takes the positives out of it, running the Talton Cup might help as well?
Yeah, it's to be honest, it's a win-win really. It's not something we discussed as a group because we don't know where we're going to end up. So all we can do is focus on this game on Saturday week, and we'll go from there then. But you know, there's going to be positives whatever way you look at it. The year isn't dead and buried. If we lose, we'll be delighted if we get the result against Galway and, you know, push on into a Connacht final as well. So we can't think ahead for the time being. We have to just focus on this game Saturday week, and we'll see how we get on.
Yeah, and I don't want to go past the game either, but as you just touched on there as well, like we mentioned the Talton Cup, but your Connacht silverware is massive for Sligo. You've only won it two or three times ever as well, so you do want to be in a Connacht final after Saturday week's match.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It'd be brilliant. You know, we were there last year, and, you know, we'd love to get back and have another crack off it again. So, yeah, hopefully we'll put in a performance Saturday week, and, yeah, we'll see how we get on.
Pat, one or two questions before I let you go. You mentioned about last year's Connacht final and what learning from it. What have the Sligo group taken out of that game that can help you close the gap at the very least, if not get the result?
I suppose the turning point to that game really were errors, self-inflicted, a lot of the turnovers that led to some of the Galway scores last year. But we took massive confidence as well in that we were able to take our own scores as well at times. So, we really need to focus on our own performances there. We know when we play at our best, we can hang with these teams. So, we just need to be sharper in our execution and play to the best of our abilities. And, hopefully we'll give a better account of ourselves.
And you won't mind me asking this to wrap up because you're not playing. Who's going to win, Sligo or Galway?
I'll sit on the fence. I won't say it.
I'll do the same as well. That's Pat Spillane, Sligo footballer for AIB at the launch of the 2024 GAA All-Ireland Senior Football Championships. AIB marked its 9th year sponsoring GAA All-Ireland Senior Football Championships and will once again celebrate hashtag the toughest players in Gaelic games, highlighting the grit, determination and passion that is required to win this year's championship. For exclusive content and behind-the-scenes action from the GAA All-Ireland Senior Football Championships, follow at AIB _ GAA on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook. Pat Spillane, thanks a million for joining us here on GoAB FM.
Cheers, Darren. Thanks.